Listener Production.
Hey there, it's Laura Pettigrew. Tensions are mounting over one of Queensland's most precious water supplies. Industry stakeholders and MPs appeared in the federal court yesterday, teaming up against plans that could allow the mining giant Glencore to dump carbon waste in the Great Artesian Basin. CEO of the National Farmers Federation, Tony Maher, says the government needs to listen to rural and regional farmers.
It has provided for rural and regional communities, including farmers. It will continue to if it's not disrupted.
Warnings are still in place for the Warrego, Condamine, Ballon and Maranoa rivers, although floodwater is starting to recede in some parts. The Warrego reached 9.34 metres yesterday afternoon. It is now steady at around 8.53 at the Weir. Levels are falling in the Condamine at Centenary Bridge, recording 0.60 metres. New reports show some Queensland jails are operating with up to 50 less staff than usual. The mass exodus has reports showing staff working over 60 hours a week to make up for the shortfall. A new Lockyer Valley Correctional Centre, which will house criminals from Brisbane, will need 800 staff to operate. It's set to open later this year. Messages of child safety are being spruced after children were approached by a strange man in a Kingaroy park. The mother has posted the encounter on social media, saying the stranger asked probing questions about the kids' names and homes. Safe for Kids Managing Director Holly Ann Martin advises parents to educate their kids through role play.
Giving kids different scenarios. What if you were walking to school and somebody pulled up, and then brainstorm with children and practice those situations?
Checking sport, it's the second round of the TRL competition this weekend. The Warwick Cowboys are ready for their clash against the Wattles tomorrow, while the Toowoomba Valleys will take on Gatton on Sunday.